Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Who bringing us back. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Anita Rosen. Don't tell anybody we're having this much fun. They'll want some of it. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Her website is ReadyGo.com. I encourage you to go there and find out what she's got going on. I promise you, you will get smarter when you hang out with Anita. Anita, we're talking about big data. Thank you for helping us with this. What you've been telling us, you told us in the last segment that big data, the whole industry, as much as there is, as much as we have, and as long as we've been doing it, you're saying that we're still in the formative ages, formative period of understanding what we have and doing anything with it.
Oh, completely, completely.
So what's the future?
We're very good at saving the information,
yeah,
and it's just new technologies that need to be built. We know what we want.
Right.
It's very hard.
So you're describing another industry that hasn't even been born yet, which
is been born. It's been born. If you've been in Silicon Valley, it's been born.
Okay, good. Because I'm not talking about the big data industry. I'm talking about the big data understanding industry.
Yes, that's that one. That is what's hopping in Silicon Valley right now.
Okay.
Hopping. That's why they sit there and think, what are they building in Silicon Valley? It's not phones. That's not the new thing. What the new thing is, and what the new companies that are popping up, and the new thing is getting to the data and providing something worthwhile. And it's very hard. This is not an easy problem. They have all the really, really smart people working on this right now, trying to figure this out, because it's hard. And lots of smart people working on it. So
yeah,
this is the big thing. And what will that provide for us? Mm. Well, there's a lot of things it can provide for us. Think about medicine. Think about genomics. Think about, you know, the area that small businesses typically think about is marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So for marketing, some of the early applications, and understand this is really easy, is they can start looking at people and saying, you know, if you go to this store and you go to this store and you go to this store, then you'll probably go to these 7 other stores, because that's what everyone, the trends of where we are. The same way they look at the trends of the red states and the blue states for politics, they're going to find the trends of where we shop and where we eat. And how that makes a difference to small businesses is that these are services that are going to be marketed to you, which who do you co-market with? Maybe people you never thought about co-marketing with before. There's going to be a lot of that.
So there's going to be information. You're going to have access to information that might not necessarily be directly in your world, what you do, but might connect to somebody that you know, and with all that information, you can figure out a way to pull this together for the customer. Maybe have partners. Strategic alliances is what I'm saying.
Right, right. You might find out that the grocery store that you always thought that you were putting, you know, that you were working with, isn't the one that your customers go to.
Ah.
It might be a different store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you might be better aligned with different services. Because a lot of times small businesses have a better idea of this, because if you were a retail shop and you talk to your customers, they might be telling you, and if every single one of your customers tell you the same thing, you're already collecting that data.
Mm-hmm. The key to big data, to me, out here on Main Street, Anita,
yeah,
the key to big data is to have the information and apply it in a way that doesn't seem manipulative.
Right, right.
Isn't that the key? Isn't that where the elegance is?
Right. That's where the elegance is, and that's what we were talking about earlier, things that we like. When I went into the shoe store and they knew which shoe I bought before, I'd love that, because I didn't have to sit there and say, you know, none of the sneakers look the same as what I bought my last pair of running shoes.
See, what I would want to say is, if I had a business like that and you came in and I had the big data on you, I would say, Ms. Rosen, I know that that your records indicate that this is probably the kind of shoe that you're going to want again, and we have that one. And by the way, it's on sale. But are you interested in seeing any of the new stuff, or based on what you bought? Here are some things that you might be, you know, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Well, and that's what they're trying to do online.
Yeah.
That because if you like, you know, I bought a car.
Right.
What other services would I be interested in now?
Right. But Anita, I got to wrap it up. But here's the thing. What you and I have just been talking about the last 30 seconds is why small business owners should not be afraid of big data. They should actually embrace it because nobody can make it elegant like small business. What do you think?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. ReadyGo.com. Right?
Yep.
That's the website. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. Anita, thank you again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, bye now.
See you later. Anita Rosen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.